Surah An-Nisa, verses 135 to 141.
Even though it may be against your own selves means your personal self, or it means against your own self, against believers, against Muslims. Now we have read in a few rukus ago how a hypocrite was guilty of theft. Ruku number 16, we read about the hypocrite who was pretending to be a Muslim, and he stole and he framed a Jew. And they brought the matter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the hypocrite's family were very convincing. It was possible for the believers to think that the Jew is guilty without having any reason to feel without having any justification for that. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, O people of Iman, be firm upholders of justice, bearing witness for the sake of Allah, walau ala anfusikum, even though you have to testify against your own selves or against Muslims, awil walidain, or your parents, you have to testify against your parents, awil aqrabin, wal aqrabin, or your closest relatives. Iyakun ghaniyan aw faqiran fallahu awla bihima. That means testify and uphold justice without fear or favor. Iyakun ghaniyan. Do not be motivated by anything. For example, if I testify in favor of a rich person, I may derive some benefit from him. Or if I testify against a rich person, I may be harmed by him. Or poor, you feel sometimes this person is poor, we should have pity for him. Irrespective of what is the outcome, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you must be just and fair. فَاللَّهُ أَوْلَى بِهِمَا. Allah is the better caretaker of both. Allah has the best interest of everyone, more than we. So be firm upholders of justice. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ أَن تَعْدِلُوا. So do not follow desires, lest you should divert from the path of justice. وَإِن تَلْوُوا. But if you twist the truth, أَوْ تُعْرِضُوا, or you evade it, you do not give the full testimony, you avoid testimony. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Then Allah is all aware of what you do. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And now we have been dealing with the munafiq, and hypocrisy should not be in our hearts as well. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا. O people of iman, believe. You have iman. But you have to raise your iman to the perfect level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tells us, آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Believe in Allah. وَرَسُولِهِ, and in his messenger. Believe in his messenger means accept everything that the messenger has brought. وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ. Believe in the book which he has revealed upon his messenger. Everything of the Quran should be believed in, should be followed, should be accepted. وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And believe in the books he revealed prior to it. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. Whoever disbelieves in Allah, in his angels, in his books, in his messengers, and in the last day, then he has indeed strayed far into deviation. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the hypocrites. 137, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who believed. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. And then disbelieved. ثُمَّ آمَنُوا. And then they believed again. ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا. And then they disbelieved. Going on like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا. And then ultimately they persistently went on increasing in belief. لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ. Allah would never forgive them. وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا. Nor would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them to the straight path. بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Give the hypocrites good news. Means it is a بَشِّرِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, making a mockery of them. Give them good news that بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. For them is a very painful punishment. الَّذِينَ يَتَّخِذُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Those are the ones who take the disbelievers as allies. مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. To the exclusion of the believers. They have loyalty, allegiance with the kuffar, and they exclude the believers. أَيَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمُ الْعِزَّةِ. Do they seek honor by association with them, with the kuffar? فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. For all honor belongs to Allah alone. Ayah 140, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ. And Allah has revealed to you in the book and instructed you, أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. that if you were to hear the verses of Allah, yustahza'u biha, being disbelieved in and mocked at, yustahza'u biha, yukfaru biha, wa yustahza'u biha. If you are in a gathering and people are disbelieving in the ayat of Allah, making a fun of the Quran or teachings of deen, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ, then you should not sit with them. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ, until they delve into some other discussion. If you sit with them, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِثْلُهُمْ, you in that case by remaining with them would be just like them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا, indeed Allah will gather all the hypocrites and the disbelievers in hell. And who are these munafiqeen in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting on the fence, neither here nor there? Alladheena yatarabbasuna bikum, they are those who wait for misfortunes to strike you. Fa in kana lakum fathum min Allah, so if there is a victory granted to you by Allah, they say to you, alam nakum ma'akum, were we not with you? Wa in kana lil kafirina naseeb, and if there is a gain for the disbelievers, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them a victory over you. They say to the kuffar, alam nastahwidh alaykum wa namna'akum min al-mu'mineen, did we not help you to win and protect you from the believers? فَاللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, so Allah will judge between you on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَيْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا, and never will Allah grant the disbelievers total authority upon the believers. Inshallah, let us do the tilawat of this ruku number 20. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا اتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا إن الذين آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم سبيلا بشر المنافقين بأن لهم عذابا أليما الذين يتخذون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين أيبتغون عندهم العزة فإن العزة لله جميعا وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا الذين يتربصون بكم فإن كان لكم فتح من الله قالوا ألم نكن معكم وإن كان للكافرين نصيب قالوا ألم نستحوذ عليكم ونمنعكم من المؤمنين فالله يحكم بينكم يوم القيامة ولن يجعل الله للكافرين على المؤمنين سبيلا
آمنت بالله صدق الله